Emma McArdle, Maurice Harvey, come and Cross McGlenn, speaking in favour of motions 122 and 124. Comrades, it's always been a man's world. For centuries, women were denied the most basic rights: education, voting, owning property, earning an independent income, remaining employed after marriage. For a long time, we weren't even allowed to wear trousers. Since the inception of this state, even more sinister has been the overbearing and discriminatory religious regime on which society was arranged. This culture permitted the existence of Magdalen homes, forced adoptions, some physiotomy. Women were breeders, and that was that. Mammy stayed at home and Daddy went to work. Mammy's brain went fuzzy and Daddy brought home the bacon, and so it went. Nowadays, we think we have it all sorted and we think we're great. Equal opportunities. Nice words till we hear about a college in Galway asking staff about their periods, or a PSNI campaign informing girls that alcohol is the number one rape drug. How about telling boys not to rape girls? That brings me to the other hot women's topic of the day: the right of a woman to decide whether or not her body will bear and bring another human into the world. Comrades, we don't live in a perfect world. If we did, there would be no need for terminations. There would never be an instance of fatal abnormality. A woman would never be raped. It would always be the right time, and financial or relationship worries wouldn't exist. But we need to get real. For women who wish to continue a pregnancy, then the state should provide all possible support for them to do so safely. But for a woman who does not wish to continue her pregnancy, then she should, number one, be able to make that decision, and number two, she should have full access to medical advice and intervention. The other reality is that Irish women have terminations every day. That is, the ones who can afford it and who have the right support. They go to England, sometimes in heartbreaking circumstances, to make the decision that they feel is the right one for them. I trust women. I am one. We don't need a posse of politician obstetricians telling us that we can't be trusted to make our own decisions. For women and men who don't think terminations are ever a good idea, then don't have one.